Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday night. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at an email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com, at godswrd2man@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, amen, without further ado, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know how we do this. Before we go into the message today, we open up with prayer. So, let us pray together. And I'm going to pray for understanding and light, and I'm going to also pray from the 91st Psalm. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that not only your spirit will be with us, that your spirit will release the light, knowledge, and understanding and revelation we need as we go into the Word of God. Help us, Lord, to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And Father, we will say unto you that you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God. Father, in you will we trust. And surely, Lord, you shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You shall cover us, Lord, with your feathers. And, Lord, under your wings shall we trust. Your truth, Lord, shall be our shield and buckler. For we will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. For only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made you our Lord, who is our refuge and our Most High God, our habitation. There shall no evil befall us, and neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For, Lord, you shall give your angels charge over us to keep us in all your ways. And they shall bear us up in their hands, Lord, lest we dash our foot against a stone. And by the authority given us by Jesus Christ after the order of the Son of God, we shall tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall we trample under our feet. Because, Lord, you have set your love upon us. Therefore, you will deliver us. You will set us on high because you have known our name. And, Lord, we shall call upon you and you would answer us. You will be with us in trouble. You will deliver us and honor us. And with long life will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord today. I want to go into a couple of scriptures today because there has been something that the Lord has given unto me today to speak to you, particularly, especially parents who are born again believers. I want to say unto you as I go into these two scriptures that God's word is his law. And when he tells us that if you violate the law, that this will happen or that will happen, you can best believe it will. And the only thing that can cause it not to be is if we repent or the person repent. I want to say today, and the title of the message today is Pray That Our Children Repent. Pray that our children repent. I had a dream last night, and I was dreaming about this particular person. Made it look like they were grown, but they was a child. And I remember that, and I don't remember all what they did, but it was something that this particular child did that wasn't right. And what it did, it caused me to see his spiritual state. And I really started crying for him, you know, hug him and cry for him. And God was letting me know that we got to cry for our children that they may repent. And there was a couple of verses of scripture that come to me on why this must be so. If you have your Bibles with you, let us go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 5. And I want to say unto all of you, this is very important because of what's going on today. Very, very important. And the word of the Lord goes to his people. Because I think that to some degree, some of us, in dealing with the scriptures that come from the word, we overlook it when it comes to our children. But God's word is his law. And he means what he says. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. And understand this, that God is talking to the children who is able to comprehend what he is saying. Amen. And he says, verse 16 in Deuteronomy chapter 5. He said, honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. God is saying unto the children, he said, honor thy father and thy mother. I looked up the word honor to see what was the original Hebrew word that was there. And actually, the original Hebrew word that was there is kabed. Kabed or kabad. K-A-W hyphen B-A-D-E. It could be pronounced, I guess, either kabed or kabad. But anyhow, that Hebrew word does mean to be honorable man. But that Hebrew word here, according to its meaning, this word honor in the Hebrew, the original Hebrew word, can be used in a good or bad sense. You said, well, what do you mean? For example, the word kabed means to be heavy, that is, in a bad sense, burdensome, severe, dull. Or in a good sense, it means numerous, rich, honorable. Okay? So God is saying to the children, he's telling you what to do concerning your father and your mother, but at the same time, what not to do. He's telling us to honor your father and mother. Now, notice it said father and mother. It didn't just say honor your father or just honor your mother. According to the word of God here, the child is told to honor both parents. You understand what I'm saying? And so honor, even according to Webster, means to respect. to respect. Hallelujah. And on the negative side, it meaning to be burdensome. Today, as you look in society and in the homes, children that has come to age to know right from wrong are disrespecting their parents. They have become burdensome because of their disobedience, their rebellion, and it is not pleasing in the sight of God. They show lack of respect by talking to them disrespectfully, by doing particular things disrespectfully. And God said, not Brother Nate, and let's get this straight, because some of you listening may say, oh, you wrong. That's children. You wrong. Wait a minute. Brother Nate didn't write the Bible. God said this. Okay? And if you, and I'm not trying to be funny, have a problem with it, you need to take it up with him. Because I'm just repeating what the Word of God says. He said, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. Now remember, God's word is his law. And he said that thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee. Now, if you don't honor them, then you can look at it in the opposite way. Your days are not going to be long and it's not going to go well with you. That's word of God. That's word. Hallelujah. And today I'm looking at many of children who are in open rebellion, disrespecting their parents and thinking that's the norm. Because see, society has, quote, embedded in them that it's all about you, that you are entitled, that it should be all about you in the home, and it's not all about order. Even on your Disney channels, there were certain series and comedy series where it had the child ruling the house, doing something disrespectfully, disobeying parents, and therefore being rewarded good for disobeying. And so now with the children, it came, quote, embedded in their minds that, hey, I don't have to do what mom and daddy had to say. I don't have to show them respect. I can talk to them any kind of way I want to talk to them because it's about me. Thinking it's all right to do. God is calling on Christian fathers and mothers to pray for our children, because I'm here to tell you the word of God, that's his law. And what he says, that you will suffer for breaking the law, you're going to suffer. And if they don't repent, and once again, don't get mad at Brother Nate, because I didn't write the scripture. In fact, I'm taking you to the Word of God to let you see what God has said to himself. If they don't repent, that's going to open the door for judgment. And see, now it's about that time to reach where a door of judgment has been opened. Because there are some out there that refuse to repent. They refuse to turn away from their rebellion. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I have to. No, I'm not sorry. I got to deliver this message. I got to deliver this message. Because what we have done in the body of Christ, we have played one-sided. And we want to deliver just what we call the good side. We don't want to deliver the fullness. This is why the Lord said, even in the sending of his angel, this is why he talks about preaching the gospel in its fullness. See, we're preaching something that would sound good to the people. Just like you have some among the body of Christ do not want you to preach judgment to the people. They say, oh, no, don't do that. You're scared of folks. Don't do that. But wait a minute. It's in the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. In fact, Jesus, when he walked this earth in the flesh, he spoke words of judgment. Okay? He even, in dealing with judgment, he even went to teaching about that. Remember the fig tree? When he was hungry, He came to eat off the tree. There was no figs. And he said, no man eateth on thee henceforth forever. That was a curse, people. And so the next day, what happened? Peter and them see the tree is dried up. And Peter even said, Lord, the tree you cursed. And see, Jesus even used that illustration to teach them. Because, see, that tree wasn't bearing the right fruit. And I'm here to tell you that unless our children repent, because they're not bearing the right fruit, the judgment is about to unfold. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Like I said, some of you may turn a deaf ear to what I'm saying because you don't like this. See, that's the thing about it. We take our husbands, wives, and children, we put them over the word of God. And many times we more draw and value them than we do God's word. But I'm here to tell you God's word is his law. And I'm here to tell you that, remember, see, you got the word of God here. And if something happened where the judgment hit, that's why I did a message, I think it was last week, titled The Most Blamed Person in History. And if you get a chance, go in the archives, listen to that message. The most blamed person in the history is Jesus Christ. Because every time something bad happened, he's automatically to blame. But listen, if judgment hits anybody, it's because of a lack of repentance and you're in sin. Who you have to blame? Yourself. Yourself. But see, if our children don't repent and turn from that rebellion, it's going to that door of judgment is going to unfold. And this is why God is having you praying for the. Now listen, understand this. Just because you're praying for your child, I have to say this, because sometimes I think we get this mixed up. Just because we're praying for our children, prayer doesn't take the place of them repenting. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't take the place of them repenting. Listen, I don't care who it is. If I pray for someone and I pray to God, I pray that they will repent. God, you touch them, blah, blah, blah. And that don't happen. I'm going to tell you the first thing I'm going to think. In fact, let me tell you the first thing I'm not going to think. I'm not going to say God failed them. I'm not going to say, God, you didn't hear my prayer, blah, blah, blah. See, that's where we get into the area of blaming God. You praying for someone to repent and they don't and the judgment hit them, then guess what? It was on them. It wasn't that God didn't hear your prayer. It wasn't that God wasn't trying to talk to him. It wasn't that God didn't touch him. But remember, get this, hear this closely, because everyone got this. Free moral agency. Free will. Amen. And see, what we do wrong is that we get so mad at God, we turn away from him. Yes, we do. We turn away from him. When little Susie and little Joey, who has come to age in the spirit of rebellion and disrespect, and you're talking to them, and they keep disrespecting, and now you're praying for them, and something come up and something happened, the first thing we do is point the finger at God. And we tell God how wrong he is. But if we really believe about God that what his words say, then we would think before we do that. Instead of saying, Lord, you so wrong. We'd think about it and say, Lord, wait a minute. I understand what happened. I believe you heard me when I prayed. It had to be that little Susan, little Johnny wouldn't accept your touch. It had to be. Okay. Now, sometimes other things can come into play, whether we are sinning and our prayers are blocked. But for the most part, if you are in right standing with God and you praying, okay, then hallelujah. He heard that prayer. He heard that prayer and he moved. If the person didn't repent, it's because they wouldn't accept the touch. And God is not going to force anybody to repent. God ain't going to make me or you or anybody repent. You understand what I'm saying? He'll let a certain circumstance come your way that'll move you to that. But as far as him making you repent, not going to happen. Not going to happen. And see, now the door of judgment is starting to unfold. Hallelujah on the children. Those that have come to the accountability. Those that have come to the time, to the age right there. You know, that's why I said, here's another thing that we must remember. And I pray that some of you that are children, maybe you've been skimming on this broadcast, and you say, oh, I come across it. Hey, let me hear what this guy got to say. Be careful. I said this a long time ago, and I say it again. Be careful how you end up leaving the house. If you're leaving in the wrong spirit, where you got in disobedience and rebellion out of order, I'm telling you, you better repent. I'm telling you now, you better repent. Amen. Hallelujah. I can testify myself the grace of God. I left the house in the wrong manner, 18 years old. I'm going to tell you something. I suffered some things, and it could have been worse. It could have been worse, but I had to get to a point I had to repent. Amen. Because what? Me. That's what it was about. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. I want to. Because remember, God's word is his law. I don't care what all you say. You can't change it. You can't change it. Now, do God want this to happen? No, most definitely not. But why do you think he warned us? God, he don't want that judgment to hit anybody. That's why he warned us. But if we refuse to hear, okay? Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 1 and 2, he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, God is telling you what is right. He said, this is right, to respect your parents in the Lord. He said, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, notice he said with promise. Now, understand something. When God makes a promise, he ain't like you and I. You know, we subject to break a promise. When he make a promise, he make a promise that it will be well with thee. But remember the opposite side too now, okay? The opposite side. So the opposite side of that, if you don't honor them, it's not going to be well with you. And that is with promise. If you do the opposite, you're not going to live long on the earth. That is with a promise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That word honor is dealing with honor. Amen. And it said a value that is money paid. Value that is money paid. And it made me think about something, the original Greek word when it said that. You know, when I was coming up in school in the 80s, there were guys when the Michael Jordan shoes came out, or Nike shoes, it had Nikes. Nikes. When Nikes came out, and I think later on, I think some Jordans came out, but especially Nikes. And I don't want to say it was the Nikes or the Jordans, either one. But there were some guys in my class and in my grade, you know, their parents could afford it. And I remember at that time, them shoes was high. And the reason why I say that, say this, when they bought those shoes, because of the money spent on it, it was very valuable to them. And so when they wore the school, man, I'm going to tell you something. even if you walk close by, man, they looking at you funny looking down. And I used to see them guys, even if they got a little speck of dirt, they was constantly wiping those shoes. And I was like, my goodness, man, what? Because they'd be like, man, pay too much for it. Now, when the Greek word said value, that is money paid. You know, it's like when you're, you know, how you are paid money for something and you really value it because you pay. Well, see, that's what God was telling the children, really value your parents. Okay. And so today you got many of them, they have no value, no respect for them. They treat them like nothing. Okay. Hallelujah. Treat them like nothing. You know, some people today buy some cheap stuff and they treat it like it is cheap. They pay a little money for it and they treat it like it is cheap. But see, when you pay money for something, and especially, you know, some things, especially if you work to save up your money and you really wanted this thing and you buy it, you really value it because you spent money on it. And it looks to you of great value. And that's what God is telling the children about their parents. But see, many don't see their parents like that. They see them as nothing. Some of them get up, you know, to a point where they're going to college. And because they can speak, let's get real, because they can speak such long words and mom and daddy can't, or mom and daddy probably didn't get past the fifth grade, they begin to look down on them. They begin to talk down on them. They begin to disrespect them in their words and talk like they're dumb. They treat them of no value. And you think that God is not looking at that. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the message is pray. Pray that our children repent. Some of you parents out there, I know, because see, one of the things I noticed we have done, this part is true, but sometimes we lead out the whole thing. We put everything on the parents. And that's in our fear. I know some of you as parents out there listening, you may have tried to do the best you can. I'm not saying you never made no mistakes, but you try to do the best you can. You try to teach little Jimmy, little Susie, and they was in their rebellious type ways, they wouldn't hear. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, you see it. You know, back in the days, at one point, there was a show of more respect from children to the parents. But now, I've seen it. People, I have to be honest with you, there's times, and I've seen little children kids, you know, talk to them a certain way. I just have to walk away. And the mom and daddy is acting like they just, be honest with you, just weak. Don't try to straighten them out or nothing, okay? Now you have society coming up with these laws that even if you spank them, even in the right way. Now, don't get me wrong. I know some parents in the past went overboard, but not all of them. And see, now the society has flipped it all to one side. So now if they see you even pop your kid in public, many of them just giving you these strange looks. Finger is real close to the phone. Because they want to call the police on me. My Lord. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God said, pray that our children repent. They're getting into all kind of stuff. Stuff that you may have taught them about not to get into. They're going to get into it anyhow. Disrespect you. Didn't listen. Turn around. But all that. And I'm here to tell you, once again, parents, please hear me. Because no matter how much you love them, God's law is his law. Okay? Amen. Some parents have put their children above God. Their children have become their idols. And even in that rebellious and disobedient state, they're still their idols. And God lets you know, I don't care what place you put them in your life. My word is my word. My word is my law. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, this is why God have been having some of you parents cry out for your children. because many of you have seen the state that they're in. Amen. You've seen it. Hallelujah. And some of you have tried to teach it. But remember, they got a free will. And many of them have chose that, I'm not going to do that. That's, you know, because see, here's the thing that I see with many kids. Many kids look at mama and daddy as old fashioned. They're out of date. They're out of touch. That's their mentality. Why do I say that? Because I've heard many of them, the words that they have said to, out of their mouth concerning their parents. That's how I know that that's the mentality that many of them have taken on. You outdated. You're old fashioned. You this and that. Okay. Amen. Words of disrespect, mockery, making fun of, you know, all of that. Amen. And I think that some of us as parents tend to forget that there is a God and that he watches these things and that he's not pleased with it. Because remember, daddy, mama, when it comes to the home and its order, you didn't set it. God did. I'm going to say this again. Daddy and mama, hear this. When it comes to the order, or when it comes to the order of the home, you didn't set it. God did. Okay? So if they rising up against you per se, they really rising up against the authority of what God has set up in the house. You understand what I'm saying? Just like in the days of Moses, who was that, Abiram, and all that rose up against Moses. Well, see, what they was thinking, oh, we just rising up against Moses. Even got to a point, Moses, hey, you ain't the only one being used. God can use us too, blah, blah, blah. And they rose up against him. Well, see, what they failed to understand, overall, they were rising up against the authority of God. And so God had to show him, say, hey, I don't support what you're doing. I put Moses in that spot, not y'all. You get what I'm saying? And see, even some many of the kids don't know that. What made mama and daddy or daddy and mama be in their position that they were? God, not daddy and mama. Daddy and mama didn't say, hey, well, you know what? We're going to create a certain order in the house. Daddy be the head, mama be behind daddy. That, no, they didn't set that up. God did. I pray that some of you as children are hearing this message. Okay? Even when we get grown, we ought to respect them. I'm not saying that never, you got to respect your parents. I didn't say that never be wrong, so, but it's the way you handle things and the way you do things. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. I ask the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There are kids today, even as they have gotten out the house, they're doing stuff, not asking daddy or mama anything, but because, quote, that's my daddy and mom, I can go and do it. That's a lack of respect. You know, God told me back here, I think that was last year or a couple years or so ago, he said, that's one of the things that is destroying the homes. And it's connected to love, but it's a lack of respect. And that's, I'm like, Lord, I get you. I see it. Because in the homes, many are taking one another for granted. And it's not showing respect. And they think that in their minds, I don't have to show this respect. Well, yes, you do. And here's the thing. Once again, we looked at the scripture in the Old Testament, and we looked at the scripture in the New Testament, because you got some people today, whenever you open up with a scripture from the Old Testament, they always hollering, we a New Testament church today. You don't need to start from the Old Testament. I said, listen, you need to go back and get some understanding. And I'm not trying to be funny. We don't do the law of Moses and the ordinances. But there are some things you will find in the Old Testament, as we just saw an example right here, that did not change when we went to the New Testament. As God talked about adultery in the Old Testament being bad, he talks about it being bad in the New Testament. So for the people that wants to holler, wait a minute, we New Testament, why the Old Testament? God's word is his word. Remember, God doesn't change. That's his nature. His nature does not change. So here the word of God said, hey, children, honor. Once again, father and mother. It didn't just say honor your mother or just honor your father. It said honor father and mother. Why? Because remember, the Bible said them two became one. What? The husband and wife. Okay? You understand that? So he said honor them both. But see, now you even got among children that they're picking who to honor, who to respect. You understand what I'm saying? And that's not right in the sight of God. Amen. Well, you can say amen, oh me, or I don't know. You can say whatever you want to, okay? And I'm looking at the young generation of our children, okay? They're coming up in the households feeling like they are entitled for you to do, but don't have to do anything themselves that is right. They are blocking parents out of stuff that they need to notify their parents about. They always talk about mine, and that's mine, and you mess, that's my privacy, and blah, blah, you know, all of that. Disrespect. Amen. And some don't even value what their parents did for them to help get them in this place where they are today. Don't value that. Don't value that at all. I'm telling you what I know. And see, God is moving on the parents to pray that your children repent, because the door of judgment is unfolding. Hallelujah. Because many have been told and warned, but they refuse to turn away from that type of spirit. They refuse to turn away from the spirit of disrespect, rebellion, disobedience. And once again, I have showed you in two places, okay, what God said. Don't jump on Brother Nate, because Brother Nate didn't write the word of God. I showed you what God said. And he told them that if you honor them, it's right. You'll live long in the land and it will be with you. Now, you can look at the opposite. And the opposite will be, it will not be well with you. And you will not live long in the land. Plain and simple. And I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if some say, oh, man, Brother Nate, you done just got off track, man. You, oh, these are children, man. Come on. Once again, I have showed you in the scripture. You show me the scripture where that is not so. Anybody, show me the scripture where it's not so. I'm showing you the scripture. This is what came to me today, after a particular dream I had last night. This is what came to me. So I'm here to tell you. Now, parents, you got a free will. And you can disregard everything I said. That's your choice. Once again, I am here just as a messenger to deliver the message. And you can say, man, I don't listen to this baloney, man. Plook. That's you. My sleep is not going to be disturbed, because you don't want to hear. Once again, I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm just letting you know. This is a decision that is up to you. But I'm here to tell you, in disregard of the Lord's word here, you don't pray that your children will repent of the disrespect and dishonor. Because remember this, it ain't not just about you, Father and Mother. It's about the authority that God set up. You understand what I'm saying? That's the overall thing what it's about. And if you don't pray that they repent, my Lord, all I can say is my Lord. Hallelujah. It has gotten, I look at many of the young folks today. I'm talking about even still in high school. And the way they act and the type of spirit they in, you would think that they were already grown. Part of that is the parents' fault. Many of the parents letting them get into stuff without supervision. And these kids like basically almost have to raise themselves. Now they take on the spirit like they grown. And now they bad-mouthing their daddy and mama. And daddy and mama's looking with their eyes buck wondering, how can they say this to me? What went wrong? And so now God has to open your eyes and say, the stuff that you were doing and allowed them to do, they was growing up too fast before their time. Amen. And then on the flip side, some parents been trying to talk to them, their kids. But little Joey wants to be like everybody else. His lip poked out and he mad at you. Because he wants to stay all night at somebody's house without asking you. Well, amen. Okay, I know some of y'all won't admit that. Okay, that's up to you. Amen. He wanted to leave the house without telling you. He wants to stay all out times of night, still a teenager, without telling you. Come in whenever you want to. Same way with little Susie. Okay. Amen. Glory to God. They're tattooing themselves all over. And I've seen, for example, the young boys. You know, it's something about particular things. Like, for example, earrings. I've seen these young boys, even still in high school, when they get an earring put in their ear, and I know some of you parents not probably don't want to admit to this because you think it's cool, too. And some of you mamas, some of you daddies say, oh, here, you think you're a little man with his mannish self. You know, they use their words like that. Think it's something cute. But I've seen when they put them earrings in there, they think that there's some kind of pimp or playboy. I've looked at it. That type of spirit they go into, you'd be like, wow. It's this pride, cool daddy spirit. It's nothing but pride. Yeah. And they think they're a pimp player of the year. Amen. I remember coming up in my time in school, some guys did that. And some of the girls used to think they were so cute. And come to find out, when they end up going with these guys were not only going with them, but little Jessica and everybody else. Amen. Did they marry her? I said, well. And some of them, do you think some of them changed for that? No. Because they took on that pimp playboy spirit. And that thing has waxed worse today. And the parents, where are you? Hiding in the closet in the trenches. Talking about, I'm trying to work. Wait a minute. Well, you got children too. That was part of your responsibility. Okay? God didn't force you to have kids. Okay? So that's part of your responsibility. Part of your responsibility is not just going to work. It's what's under you, under your leadership. And so that's part of your responsibility. You know what I'm saying? And see, some of y'all is coming up with these excuses. Well, I just be waking, and I don't have time. Well, you ain't got time for what? Your own child. And now before the eyes, they didn't change to something that ain't good. And now you crying or you upset and going around to people, I just don't understand how he can talk to me that way and how he can do that way and where all this stuff coming from. It was right under your nose. It was happening there the whole time, but you just didn't want to do nothing about it. And you thought this stuff was cute. That's why and I don't get with parents, when kids are even 4 and 5 years old, saying little bad words and stuff like that, and how the parents just laugh. Ain't nothing funny about that. You are encouraging them to continue to do that. And then as they get older, start using it, now all of a sudden you want to pop them. Or they start saying that word to you. Amen. I mean, like I said, I didn't come to preach a fur coats and cars and houses message. That's not what I come to preach tonight. And I didn't preach that. Hallelujah. As Brother Freddie Price would say, hallelujah. And I didn't come to preach that kind of message. Amen. And so, pray that our children repent. See, God has given an opportunity where you can do something that will cause him to touch them. But understand this, and I have to say this because we deal with the fullness. Every child is not going to repent, just like everybody is not going to get saved. But best believe that the people that don't get saved, it was of their choosing not to accept. When you have people going to hell, their choice is like, it's like God forced them to go there. Their choice is, I don't want to accept the word. Okay, fine. That's, you know, God will tell you, hey, you accept my word to be delivered. Oh, I don't want to accept it. I don't want to do it. Leave me alone. And after, guess what God did? Leave you alone. And guess what? You won't be saying happy days out here again. Okay? Because the place you'll be going to ain't no happy days there. Ain't no happy days. Ain't no timeouts. Ain't no spring break. Ain't none of that. It's torment. Constant torment. Amen? See, our children has to know about these things because they're thinking that everything's cool. They can do what they want to do and say what they want to say, and there'd be no repercussions. There will be repercussions, people. So I'm telling you right now that to pray. Pray that you repent. Children, hey, I have to ask you to call in and give me your name. You know who you are. And listen, you having a problem? Your children in rebellion, whatever, the things that they left, you better pray that they repent because the door of judgment is unfolding. It's unfolding. Hallelujah. Remember in the Bible where them kids was making fun? Elijah, I think that was Elijah, calling him bald head. Where them bears came and towed him up. You understand that? Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus. My God. You know, we better wake up. We better wake up. Parents, we better wake up. This thing is serious. There ain't no game out of this. This is serious. Look at our young children today. I mean, just getting all buck wild. It's, you know, don't get me wrong. In my time, there was some wildness. But it seemed like with this generation, it just ain't got worse. And it got worse. And see, we're living in a time now, for the most part, mostly, as parents, you can't put your hand on the child. Hallelujah. Creflo Dollar, you know, back here, a few years ago, you know, he was taken to jail. You know, one of his kids, his daughter, I think she was 15 years old, she gets up there and she calls the police. And she tell the police she want to report that, you know, I guess to paraphrase, her daddy was beating on her, hitting her, something like that. And she told the operator that, you know, who she was and that her daddy hit. And the operator asked, said, "You got any bruises, anything on you?" Went, "No." So the operator sent a policeman out there. Creflo said the police came out there, and the girl had a little scar on her neck or something. And they said it, you know, and the policeman looked at that, and I guess he's looking at Creflo all funny and thinking, "Oh, yeah, this evidence right here." Creflo was like, "What?" And they took Creflo to jail. Creflo was a, what he said, a 10-year-old scar or something like that from what they call eczema. Well, see, they look at it, he said, "Man, you know, it was something." And from what I understand, if this is correct information, that the girl got mad. I don't know if she wanted to go to a party or went to the party, and Creflo said no, because she, know if her grades were failing or something like that, but she got upset. Okay? And that's where the ring of trouble come from. Okay? Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I thank you for this day you've made and created. I thank you for this opportunity you've given me to come on this broadcast and to deliver this message. Lord God, I pray that this word will go to people and that they will have a desire to hear what you're saying. I pray that you touch their hearts, or touch the hearts of the children, that if some of them had listened, touch their hearts in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So, Lord God, I thank you for this opportunity you have given and blessed with. And I give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray. God, thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you that have been listening to the broadcast. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Brother Emmanuel will be back on, or will be on, rather. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. The Lord say the same. I should be back on Tuesday. Amen. So, thank God for all of you. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you and may he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. In total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my clouds are gone. I'm so grateful.